Duran?
Yeah, this is me.
Hey, Duran, it's me, Dave. I'm sorry, man. I was out of office yesterday. It was my birthday on Sunday, actually. So I had the day off yesterday, and this morning's been so busy, man. Like when you called in this morning, I was on the line with another business owner. So anyways, man, I definitely apologize. I wasn't able to get to you sooner, but I'm here now. So I definitely like to be able to help you out. Now, I see your concerns here on the account, for your Facebook ads. You're wanting to manage those yourself. So like the ad budget itself, I mean, you don't want to utilize that money, here within the first month. I mean, in all honesty, you know, while we're waiting for the Google Guarantee application, if you want to test it out in the first month, we can use this $100. You can see the way it works. And then next month, if you're not really into it, your Google Guarantee gets accepted. I mean, we can, see about using that ad budget and pushing it over to your Google Guarantee budget when it gets accepted. You know what I mean? I just hate for you to put that money on pause and not really see any type of return on investment within the first month on $100, because until it gets activated for the Google Guarantee acceptance, we won't be able to place the money on the budget. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so I basically won't have Google Ads running for next month.
No. So we have your services up, right? But the only thing is we're just waiting for the Google Guarantee application approval. There's just that waiting period, right? Every business owner has to go through it. As soon as it gets accepted, I mean, we activate the budget, right, and we get started. But that's the biggest thing. I mean, and like I said, you know, going into, because this within the first few weeks, we can obviously start utilizing that money. I mean, we could, in all honesty, already have that going for you. You know what I mean? Since you're already investing, you already put some of that money away, we can already get that ball rolling. As soon as it gets started, if you're not wanting Facebook ads no more, I mean, we can always jump in and allocate that to your Google ads budget. I mean, that's not a problem. But you understand what I'm saying, right? Because right now we're in that waiting period. It's just like putting that money on hold.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, not a problem. I mean, I could put a request for you. I mean, if that's what you really want to do. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like my suggestion. I mean, you have the money right now. Google ads, I mean, the Facebook ads are converting at a very high rate. I mean, if you could turn over some money from that $100, why not make some money? You know what I mean? Within the first month. Obviously, on top of all the other advertisements we're doing for you, I mean, we have, you know, your Alexa, your Siri, you know, all these other services. But as far as Facebook goes, I mean, it's your option. You know, I just wanted to call and touch base with you and see what you're thinking, you know, and be able to help you out however I can.
Yeah, I mean, we could do the Facebook for now. I honestly don't.
At least for the first month, right? I mean, it's an option, you know, at least for the month one, you know, next month, if, you know, next month in a few weeks, you get your application acceptance and you're like, hey, Dave, you know, you did a good job on the Facebook ads, but let's just use that money towards my budget. Okay. You know, we'll revisit the topic. We get you taken care of.
Yeah.
We just don't want to see your money be on pause for too long. You know what I mean?
No, for sure. The thing is, with the other stuff that you're naming, like the Google, I mean, the Alexa, Siri, and all that, like, I genuinely don't see value in me putting any of the money spent towards those things. Like, I came to you guys specifically for Google Ads, because that's where I didn't know how to run them, and I do see a lot of value in the Google. So there's money going to go towards Siri and Alexa?
No, that's just included. Like, it's included in the package, right? So it's not like you're putting an ad spend towards any of that or anything like that. We just make sure you're activated on those searches.
I see.
And that's,
you
know what I mean? All of that comes under that one service umbrella, right? So it's not like you're paying, like with Facebook, the $100 is for the ads that we're going to run, right? And we use those all month long because that's an ad budget. With Alexa and Siri and those things, those are just voice-activated services that we make sure we activate your business for. So that's separate. There's no ad budget placed on those things.
Also, I genuinely haven't had an onboarding call either, because when the first one was scheduled, I was waiting in the Zoom. Nobody joined, and I ended up calling you guys, and they said the guy was having technical difficulties. So the girl I called in customer service started doing the onboarding meeting. And she couldn't answer any of my questions at all. And there was another call scheduled for today at 9, and I was waiting in there. And I did the same thing, because after 15 minutes, I just called you guys. And I explained my issue, and they put me on the phone with the same girl that I asked not to be put on the phone with. She's nice, but she just can't answer any of my questions. But I don't think I've had an onboarding meeting. I don't know if you could help with that, schedule another one, or what.
Let me see what I got here for it. Let me see what I got. Okay, so you spoke with Joyce. Okay, Sean. Okay. You see all the zip codes here. It looks like the onboarding, Joyce filled out all the information here for onboarding. We have 93908, 93953, 94027, 94301. Man, we got quite a few zip codes here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Yeah, I don't
13.
Even know what, how many you guys recommend. Cause she,
yeah, this like, 14.
She's genuinely nice. She just...
Yeah, with Google Guarantee, you can target anywhere you want, right? So anywhere specifically that you may have mentioned or anything like that. She's automatically going to go in there and grab the zip codes, which she covered 11. So you have a great service area here. Let's see here. Okay, your Yelp page is up. Okay. You already have a Facebook business page. Okay. That's the Facebook ads budget that we're working on right now.
Facebook ads, or how do you
guys
do it?
All right. No, I'm just looking at the account. I'm making sure that the onboarding was.
Okay.
So I'm going through all the topics, one at a time. Okay. Yeah, they did complete it. Let's see. And then they had the follow up time set for September 5th, and that's going to be about 3 weeks in. What they do there is they follow up. They're going to answer any questions you may have. They're going to also go through any of the results within the first 3 weeks and kind of give you updates, you know, on the Google Guarantee, things like that, right? Because usually by 3 weeks, we find an acceptance already, right? So by the beginning of September, it'll be there. And then that'll also give you a few weeks to see what we can do with Facebook and whether, you know, you want to keep that there or next month take it over, you know, to your other budget. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, as far as the onboarding, any questions that you had? I know you said you had some questions that she wasn't able to cover for you. Shoot, I got you.
I mean, they're honestly just not on the top of my head. I was just expecting an onboard meeting to walk me through everything. And just like,
yeah,
I didn't really get walked through anything. And I didn't get any answers. She was just like, I don't know, I'll check. Which is fine, but she just, I don't think she's. I mean, I might be wrong, but I don't think she's an onboarding specialist.
Yeah, let me see. Well, Joyce, she's our mapping specialist. Like, she's our mapping coordinator specialist. So she's their supervisor. But when it comes down to, like, the onboarding, let me see. No, yeah, she definitely does that. That's why I'm wondering what question it may have been, unless it was something about, like, price or maybe like reallocating the budget, you know, things like that. That would have to come through us, right? Because we had that side of it, you know, she really can't move the budget over.
Yeah, it wasn't like a specific question. It was more like every question I had.
Not sure. That's tough. Okay. And I'm sorry that our onboarding agent wasn't available for you at the moment either. That's gotta be frustrating. Hold on, let me. I can always schedule you for another onboarding call. That's not a problem.
Yeah, can we schedule another one, please?
For sure, for sure. Okay. When do you, let's see here. Let me put it in the calendar. What's going to work for you? You want to do after lunch?
Today?
Well, we can do today or tomorrow, whichever one's better for you.
Tomorrow would be fine. Oh, after lunch tomorrow, yeah.
Okay. We have, you said tomorrow morning, right? What time's gonna be best for you, Darren?
Oh, I was like meaning after lunch tomorrow. I mean, what's after the earliest lunch you could do if you want to do it in the morning?
Okay, well, the earliest we open at 7 a.m. right? So we're 7 to 4. The only time we're closed is between 12 to 1. So for tomorrow, I have some availability in the morning and after lunch. Whichever one just works for you best.
After lunch is in 1?
After lunch is in 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the first available slot after lunch time.
That's fine.
Okay, that's going to be the best one for you? Okay, so then you're going to see that request come through right now through your primeshineprowash@gmail.com. So that way we can confirm that appointment. So I'll send that one out to you right now. So just give me about 2 minutes. That one will be sent out. And then any questions that you got for me right now that I can help clear up for you?
No, that's it.
Okay. I have a question though. For your Facebook ads for this first month, is there anything in particular? Is there any pictures, any type of ad that you've already run that you particularly like? Anything that you want promoted specifically, yeah, that I can have put in for you?
Yeah, I have a videographer, and I have video ads, I have picture ads. I don't know if you guys want to split test them, or I don't know how you guys want to do it, but I have like 4 pieces of content for videos and a couple for pictures.
Are they already on your Facebook that we can use those ads to reach them, or? You would send
my whole
to us
Facebook then. Just got reset, so I mean everything's from scratch now.
What's okay? We're gonna help you build it. I mean that's not a problem, right? We'll help you build the following. We're gonna use retargeted ads. So the main benefit of the Facebook ads is a retargeted technology. Now, what the retargeted technology is if somebody goes in and on their timeline, say they're in your service area, right? Any of those zip codes that we have provided for you, and they just go and they say, hey, I need some pressure washing services here at the house, friends. Does anybody have any suggestions? You know, they'll post, you know, tag them or tap in or whatever, right? As soon as they post that on their timeline in your service area, the AI is going to get targeted. I mean, it's going to get tripped, and then they're going to be retargeted, which means that your ad is going to show up on their timeline organically as they're scrolling. So they're just going to be scrolling, waiting for people to tag, and as they're scrolling, they're going to find your ad go right by their timeline. I'm sure it's happened to you before, right? When you're having a conversation about whatever and you're just scrolling, and all of a sudden everything is showing up in an ad that you just were talking about or searching. That's what we'll do for you on Facebook, right? So they'll be able to see the ad, go to your page, get a new follower, secure some new services, things like that, right? And that's kind of the benefit. It's not just, oh, we're just going to put it out and it's going to go to our followers and hopefully they'll share it. We're going to be able to access everybody looking for your services in those areas.
Okay. Your guys' office keeps calling me right now. They just did like 4 times in a row.
Okay. It's probably, let me see here. Let me figure out who's calling. One sec. All right. So then I'll get you tomorrow, 1 p.m. And that one, that invite just went out to you. So you should see that one come through. Just give it about a minute or two, and then it'll update to your calendar. So that one should go straight to your calendar. And then other than that, I mean, is there anything else that I can answer for you right now?
No, that's it.
Okay. And if you need anything, I'm at extension 4574. You can leave me a voicemail in my inbox. If I don't answer, as soon as I get it, I'll call you right back. You can even send me an email or even a text message, right? So I'm going to send you a, I think I just sent it to you, right? But let me make sure. Because I have a video link to our YouTube that's going to show you your Google dashboard. It might help answer any questions that you may have. It walks you through it, right? It's only about 4 minutes long, so it's pretty helpful. And it's going to help you, especially when – there it goes right there. All right, you need anything, just reply through that text link or give me a call, and I got you back. Okay, Darren?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate your time, partner. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Hmm.